Philippians chapter 4, beginning at verse 10. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learnt to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learnt the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid more than once when I was in need. Not that I desire your gifts. What I desire is that more be credited to your account. I have received full payment and have more than enough. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts that you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, good evening. So as Steve has said this evening, as we're here to remember Ash Wednesday, as we come to this time of Ashen, we're marking the beginning of the season of Lent, where we remember the time where Jesus spent 40 days in the wilderness, where the devil tempted him, and where God prepared him for the ministry that lay ahead, and that ministry that would lead him to his death upon the cross. And Lent, as Steve has said, is a time really for us to stop. It's a time for us to pause and a time to reflect. So each year at St. Giles, just to help us in our reflection, we offer a verse for the church. And last year we looked at Psalm 46. We looked at Be Still and Know That I Am God. And this year we're going to focus on a verse from Philippians. And we're currently in the middle of a preaching series on joy, looking at joy in the book of Philippians. So this year we're going to look at this verse from Philippians 4 as our focus for Lent. Verse 13, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's a verse that many of us will know. Many of us will know in loads of different ways of expressing it. I think it's different in virtually every single translation. What's on the screen is different from the Bibles in front of you. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that's the verse I'm going to speak on this evening. But to really get the context of this verse, and we're going to look a little bit at the two, three verses before it. And we're going to look at Paul's contentment. As a nation, I think at the minute we are pretty discontent. I think Brexit is probably the best way to look at it. Neither side of the Brexit debate are happy. You don't see any happy parties in Brexit at the moment. My generation itself, I think, are probably the worst of all in our discontentment. We're never content with anything, particularly with Brexit. We always want perfection. We always want more. We wait eagerly for the next new thing out. If you look at the queue outside the Apple product, it's generally all people, outside the Apple shop waiting for the next Apple product. It's people in my generation waiting for it. We're always anticipating the next new and big thing and can't be happy with what we've got. So the bigger question here is why, I think. Why are we always striving for so much more? Why aren't we content with what we have? What's the reason we are so discontented? So
So I want to begin this evening by looking at what Paul has to teach us about true contentment. And I've got three simple points for us of how we can find true contentment through what Paul is sharing. So the first one is this: be connected to God's people. We find true contentment when we're connected to God's people. See, Paul has such a deep connection to the Philippian church. This was a church which Paul had planted himself. It wasn't an easy start for him, but it grew and it flourished. And they began to support Paul as he left them to go on to other areas where he needed to help other churches. They continued to try and support him. But we read in verse 10 that the time wasn't right for that. And their support for Paul didn't go as they had planned. But then a number of years later, Paul reconnects with the Philippian church as we read through Epaphroditus and him sending this care package to him when Paul is in prison in Rome. And what we see is we see Paul's joy and the church's joy increasing as they reconnect with each other. And this is what happens when we connect with the people of God. When we come to join in with our brothers and sisters in Christ, we experience joy with one another. And we've just had our young adult weekend away. It was a really good weekend of just being with people our own age, connecting in with each other and connecting with God. And I was talking to someone there, and they were expressing they have found so much joy in finding family, in getting to really know their brother and sister in Christ, really fully immersing themselves in that community. And they're expressing a huge amount of joy. And I said back to him, I said, well, it's an absolute joy for us to be with you as well. So it's a joy. We experience joy when we connect with our brothers and sisters in Christ. So maybe this Lent you want to think about how you can connect in with church. Maybe you need to think about what relationships are there which are building you up, that support you, that bring you joy. Maybe God, this Lent might be calling you to come and join a home group, might be calling you to get into a prayer triplet. There's loads of ways you can find community here at St. Giles. This is a church which has a really strong community. See, we're not just called to believe, but we are called to belong. We're not called just to have a superficial relationship with the church, but called to have a meaningful and deep connection. But not only does this connection bring us joy, but I think one of the things it also brings us is encouragement. And we see it here in verse 10. We see this connection back, the connection that Paul has back with the Philippian church brings him encouragement. It brings him a validation to his ministry in that moment. See, I think one of the most amazing things about the body of Christ, about the church, is when we're here, we don't put one another down, but actually we're encouraging one another. It's a very different atmosphere from the world around us. We're here and we're speaking words of affirmation over each other. We had a really powerful moment a few Sundays back when Nicola led us in speaking encouragement over one another. It was a really powerful moment. That's an amazing thing we have about the church. So that's what we need to connect in with the people of God. So the next thing I want to draw out of this passage, one of the things that shows us about true contentment, is that we need to be content with God's provision. See, Paul writes in verse 11, he says, I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. So what does that tell us? Well, I think actually it tells us that contentment is not actually linked to our necessity. Paul was not content by having his needs met, because he was still content when they weren't. I think in this country, in the average household, we probably have more needs than ever before. I heard an interesting stat recently about the average US household that says, and I think it's probably really true for this country as well actually, says 60 years ago each household had about 70 to 100 things that they needed. That might be practical things they needed or things they needed to do. Where nowadays, if you were to ask a household, what are your needs? They would list on average over 500 things. We've created such a need for things in our lives. We can't live without certain things. Maybe it's phones, TV. I really struggle when I don't have my phone with me. I have like phantom buzzing syndrome, which goes off in my pocket. If it's not in there, I think it's still buzzing. Maybe it's a coffee first thing in the morning. Maybe there's loads of things that we feel we can't live without. But I think when we think about it, none of these things bring us that true contentment. So there's some amazing promises in Scripture about contentment. Think to Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing." Go to Hebrews 13, "Be content with what you have, because God has said, 'Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.'" He says, "So say this with confidence." See, in each of those passages and through Paul's writing in Philippians and all the other promises we see in Scripture about contentment, we see that contentment does not come with what we have, but with whom we have, from whom we have. I'm going to say that again. Contentment does not come from what we have, but from whom we have. See, Paul's contentment comes from his relationship with Christ. It's his secure knowledge that he is loved by God and he is called by Christ. Contentment for Paul wasn't a gift. He says it's something that he learned. It wasn't a supernatural power, but it was a learned thing. He says, "For I have learned in whatever situation to be content." See, Paul learned from the most difficult situations, from being in chains in prison, but he learned that true contentment is from whom he has, and that's Jesus Christ in him. It's God's provision for him. So we find true contentment in God's people and in our provision from God. And that's what, now I'm going to come to this verse, last verse, verse 13, our verse for Lent. And that's, we find true contentment from being confident in God's power. "I can do all things through him who strengthens me." I think this verse for Paul is not a nice encouragement. It's not a verse you just flash up on Facebook just to encourage someone. It's not some helpful words just for the difficult times. But for Paul, this was a whole philosophy of life. It was a deep and profound rooting of his faith and ministry. See, Paul really knows the power of Christ at work in his life. You might be thinking now at this point, "Well, that's great for Paul, but what about me? How can I do all things?" I want to say exactly the same way Paul did. The will of Christ, the strength of Christ in him. Now, I just want to stop for a moment there and ask, is it really all things? Can Christ really do all things through him? Well, you might see in some different translations, this one where we've just, I don't have a copy of the TNIV at home. I need to pinch one from church. But it says slightly differently. It says, "I can do all this through him who gives me strength." What is this? Well, we have to put it into context, really. Paul isn't saying he could literally do anything he fancies. Because I'm pretty sure if he could do anything he fancied, he probably wouldn't have been in prison. And he probably wouldn't have had the death that he did. But actually, Paul could do all things that God was calling him to. He could do all things that was Christ's will for his life. See, Paul was sure of God's calling in his life. He knew who God was wanting him to be, where God was wanting him to be. It was from that that he learned that God would provide for his every need, that he was confident in God's power, and that it was God that would strengthen him and enable him to live out that calling. I think if we try and fight God's calling in our lives, if we try and choose to follow a different path, if we try and move away from Christ's will for us, what Christ is calling us to do, what Christ is calling us to live, how Christ is calling us to live, I don't think this verse is going to be particularly true for us. We can't do all things in Christ when we are not doing the things that Christ wants us to do. We're not going to find contentment in moving away from God, what God wants us to do. We're never going to find true contentment in sin. So each one of us can do all things that Christ is calling us to do through Christ's power, through Christ's strength, when we're following after God, living after his will for us. It's through acknowledging Christ as our Lord and Saviour and being content in him. I just want to finish with this quote from Corrie ten Boom. And Corrie ten Boom's a survivor from the Holocaust. It was this most amazing story. And she writes, "You'll never know Jesus is all you need until Jesus is all you have. You'll never know Jesus is all you need until Jesus is all you have." We need to make that move from Jesus just being the important thing in our life to Jesus being all of our life. That's the place where God is calling us to be, where Jesus is all of our life. When Jesus is sovereign in each and every part of our life, when Jesus is Lord of each part of our life, that's when we find that true contentment, and that's when we can say, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Amen.